Hello and welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. This is Module 4 from the Windows Server 2012 Direct Access course. In this module, we're going to talk about network load balancing support for Direct Access. Prior to Windows Server 2012, there was no built-in support for network load balancing for Direct Access. In Unified Access Gateway Server, the support for NLB was introduced for the first time for Direct Access. And now we have integrated that solution in Windows Server 2012 for both Direct Access and the Routing and Remote Access Service. It integrates with a very easy to set up wizard and supports the external hardware load balancer as well. In the internal NLB version, which is built into the OS, we support up to 8 nodes, and on the external load balancer version, we can support up to 32 nodes. Although we are sharing the load between the NLB nodes, it is not possible to transfer connections from one node to the other if one server becomes unavailable. This is due to the IPsec encryption that we're using and the security associations associated with that. Let's take a look at a quick overview about how the network load balancing works. So basically what will happen is a client coming over the internet, which is initiating a request to the NLB cluster. The load, which gets to the network switch, and the switch will then fluid the incoming client request to all the nodes. One of the nodes, depending on the NLB decision, will accept the client request and respond to the client. In this case, the NLB hosts that are part of this cluster will share the same MAC address and the virtual IP. Without further delay, let's move over to a demo and show how Direct Access can be integrated with network load balancing. In the earlier modules, we configured Direct Access with the full deployment and integrated NAP on top of it. And now, since we're going to integrate network load balancing to it, we're going to introduce a new server called Edge2. And for this, I'm going to move over to the new server Edge2. And one of the first things you might want to do is to install an IP HTTPS certificate. Because to accept incoming IP HTTPS certificates, the new server, as our new cluster member, must have this certificate installed in its machine certificate store. And the certificate must have the same name as the IP HTTPS certificate on the Edge 1 server. So to accomplish this, I'm opening up an MMC with the certificate console. I'll go over to Personal and Certificates, right-click, and request a new certificate. Click Next. Select Active Directory Enrollment Policy and click Next. Select the Web Server Certificate and click on More Information is Required tab. In the Subject Name, select Common Name and type the value edge1.contoso.com, which is the same value that we used on the other server, and click Add. Under the Friendly Name, I'm going to type the friendly name here, IP-HTTPS certificate, and then click on OK and click on Enroll. Now that the certificate is enrolled, let's click on Finish and verify that we have a certificate issued to h1.contoso.com. The intended purpose is server authentication and the friendly name is IP-HTTPS certificate. So now that we have deployed the certificate, the second thing I want to do is to install the role of the remote access on the Edge2. So now that the wizard is open, click on Next, select role-based installation, select the Edge2 server, and now we want to select remote access and click on Add Features. And what we're going to basically do is to accept all the default settings that it suggests and then click on Next. Next here, accepted all services for direct access and VPN, and accept the default setting for IIS. And on the confirmation page, we just hit install. And now the installation of the routing and remote access service will just start. Now that the installation has succeeded, I just hit close. The other thing that we require to install on this node and also on the other node is the network load balancing feature. And again, this is done through the dashboard here with add roles and features. So I clicked on add roles and features. And again, I hit next, select role based installation, select next, select our server H2. Now in this case, the NLB is a feature, so I'm gonna skip the roles and add this role called network load balancing and accept the default. Hit next and then start install. Once the installation has finished, I click on close. And now what I need to do is to shut down this machine and enable something on the Hyper-V itself. And this feature can only be enabled if the machine is not running. And I'll talk you through about that option. So what I'm gonna do is click settings, power, and shut down. And once the machine is shut down, what we're gonna enable is something called MAC address spoofing. And this is a feature built into Hyper-V in Server 2012, which gives us the capability to use NLB. So I click on File, Settings, select the network adapter, which is connected to the corpnet. Open up, select the advanced features, and enable MAC address spoofing is what I want. And I'll do the same for the internet network adapter and select enable MAC address spoofing, click apply, click OK, and now I'm going to reboot this machine. So now that this machine is booting, let's move over to the first server, Edge 1, which we used already in the previous modules, and install the same feature NLB on this node. So I click on add roles and features. So I click on next, select the role-based installation again, select our server Edge 1, skip server roles, and just as I did in the previous node, I select network load balancing, accept the default, click next, and confirm the installation by clicking on install. And now, as I did on the other server, once this installation is done, what I need to do is to shut down this machine and turn on the MAC address spoofing options for both interfaces as we did on the other node as well. So now that the installation has finished, I click on close, and just as I did on the other machine, click settings, power, and shut down. And perform the same options that I've done on the other node. So click on File, Settings, within Hyper-V select the corpnet interface, click on Advanced Features, enable MAC address spoofing, and do the same for the other adapter on the internet. Click on OK and start the machine. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is go on H2 and just log on, because this machine has already booted. So click on here, click, type the password, and hit enter. So this machine just logs on. Now that we have logged on to H2, let's move to Edge 1 and log on there as well. Type in the password and hit enter. Now that the machine has booted, let's open up the remote access management of Edge 1. This is where we initially configured direct access for the first time with the full deployment. And now we need to go and enable load balancing. So this is a feature on the right hand side. We click on enable load balancing, and now the wizard starts try to understand what kind of network we're connected to and to get an overview. So let's hit next here. On the load balancing method page, let's select the Windows network load balancing. And again, you have still the possibility to apply an external load balancer here as well. Click next. Now for the IPv4 address, we need to give an internal and external dedicated IP addresses. So for this purpose, for the external one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to type 131.107.0.10, and for the subnet mask I'm going to accept the suggested 255.255.255. Click next, and now we need an internal dedicated IP, which is going to be 10.0.0.10. And again, I'm going to accept the default subnet mask, which is suggested here, and click next. On the summary page, I just confirm everything and click on commit. And now you can see that the wizard is applying my load balancing support for this cluster with H1 and H2. Now the configuration has finished, I click on close, and I click close here as well. And now the load balancing support is added to my direct access deployment. Now the next step that I would like to do is add the H2 server, which we just created, to this whole deployment. In order to do that, I click on add or remove service button, click on add server, and now I need to type in the server name. In this case, I'm just going to type in H2 and click on next. Now it automatically tries to detect the network adapters which are connected to the external and internal, and I can verify that it automatically selected the right interface for internet and internal adapter, and as well as my IP/HTTPS certificate. So I click on next and click on add. And now we have complete everything, click on close and commit the settings. And now the same wizard runs through and adds H2 server to this load balanced direct access deployment. Now that the configuration has ended, let's click on close. And now we have NLB configured for the direct access server. Now the next thing I want to do is launch the NLB manager. For this, I hit start and click on network load balancing manager. Confirm UAC. Now we get a warning about the NLB modes. We're just going to ignore this for now because that's nothing to do with our deployment as of now. Click on OK and maximize screen. What we want to confirm here is that our NLB distribution or NLB configuration is in converse state. So click on the internal DA cluster and we can see that H1 and H2 are in converse state, which is good. And we check the same on the internet DA cluster, and again H1 and H2 are in converse state. So now that we have verified that everything is working fine on the network load balancing manager, let's move over to the remote access dashboard and confirm that it's the same for direct access. In this case, since we have now two servers, we will see the load balance cluster part here on the left hand side, and we can see that both servers show green in terms of their status. We click on H1, we'll see that everything is working fine, and H2, everything is working fine as well. Again, for further testing, what we're gonna do is move over to the client, ensure that it's connecting with direct access, and then fail over from one node to the other. To do this, I'm just gonna open up the client, open up PowerShell, run a GP update force, to make sure that we get the latest policy. Now that the policy has been upgraded, what I'm going to run is the get dash DNS client NRPD policy command to see if we have the direct access service settings. So now that I have confirmed that the settings are there, let's move the client out to the internet and make sure it's connecting over direct access. Click on internet, click OK, give it a little bit time. Now confirm that we are connected over direct access. Seems to be working. So now let's move on and try to access an internal resource as we did previously. App1 files, example file, we can access it, so direct access is appearing. So now I want to test the load balancing feature. For this, what I'm going to do is within Hyper-V, I'm just going to pause the Edge1 server and see what's going to happen with the connection. So I click on pause. So what I would expect is that the client is still able to connect over direct access to an internal resource, although I've paused the node 1. So I ping DC1 with a minus T. And as you can see, I can ping DC1 without any problem. And in the background, you can see that my machine Edge1 is still paused. So apparently I'm connected over Edge2. So what I'm gonna do now is stop the ping command, go over to Edge1 and resume the machine. Click on the load balancer cluster, try to find out if it's still in working state, which is okay. So now I'm gonna do the same game with the other node being paused. So let's move over to Edge2 and now put this machine in the paused state. Go back to the client and run the ping command again. Apparently it takes a little bit of time to fail over because now we were on Edge2 and now we're failing over to Edge1. As you can see, the first ping command failed. This is because we're still in the state of failing over from one node to the other. And you can confirm this from the connections tab because it shows now connecting. And now it shows connected. So let's do the same command again. And now we can confirm that we can access the DC1. Let's try to access an internal resource. App1 files, and as again we can access the shared file. So let's move over to the direct access server and confirm the same. As you can see, for Edge2 it is saying its operational status is unknown because we cannot reach it, and for Edge1 everything is working fine. Let's move to the NLB manager and confirm the same. You can see that for Edge1 we have converged state and for Edge2 we have the unreachable state, which basically means the server is not there. So let's move over to Edge2 and resume it from Hyper-V. And now, after a little bit of while time, it will be able to get in that converged state again and be reachable for us. So let's move over to Edge1, go to the NLB load balancing manager, and just wait a little bit so that it's listed as converged state again. And as you can see, in NLB manager, it's now listed as converged. So both servers are back up again and everything is working fine. And if we move over to the remote access, direct access console, and we can see again that both servers are now green and working properly. So this is basically how you configure network load balancing with the built-in NLB support of Windows Server 2012 for direct access. Thank you for viewing this course.